What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It's Wednesday, May 11th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. A new report confirms that most working parents are burned out. Research from Ohio State University says that 66% of working parents meet the criteria for parental burnout, meaning they feel they have nothing left to give. This study was conducted at the height of the pandemic, but researchers think that rates of burnout are here to stay. Catherine Pearson, reporter at the New York Times, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Catherine.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about this new survey that we just got, a new report saying that about 66% of working parents meet this criteria for parental burnout. So this is a non-clinical term, but, you know, it's kind of a subset of the general workplace burnout. You know, people are just so overwhelmed. They're putting everything they have into it, in this specific case, into raising their kids, doing all the stuff that needs to be done every day, and they feel like they just have nothing left. So, Catherine, tell us a little bit about this study, and then we'll talk about some ways to spot it and some things to possibly do for it.
Sure. Yeah, the survey came from about 1,200 parents, and it was conducted during sort of the height of the pandemic in 2021. So it's definitely a different sort of moment in the pandemic, but I think the researchers believe that a lot of the pressures that parents were feeling at the time are pressures that parents are very much so still dealing with right now. And what they found is that obviously parenting is exhausting. All parents feel tired, they feel stressed, but the majority of working parents are experiencing something that goes really beyond that, and they sort of meet this criteria for total burnout.
And this survey was done with, as you mentioned, working parents. So it was not just everyday parents, you know, some that might are just stay-at-home parents, things like that. This is done with parents that had to go to a job, or whether it was, I guess, at home or in the office, but they still had something else to do besides just the parenting aspect of things.
You know, the researchers are very clear that obviously any parent can experience burnout. So, you know, parents who are home with their children all day long can absolutely feel burnout. But they wanted to sort of focus specifically on the pressures that working parents have trying to, you know, juggle or balance it all. And particularly during the pandemic, when so many working parents were trying to take a meeting while at the same time overseeing a remote school session and all of that craziness. So just sort of acknowledging that working parents in particular have been under enormous stress over the past couple of years.
So what are some of the signs that these parents are experiencing when they're going through this burnout? I mean, I know a lot of parents are going to recognize these things and say, yeah, I've gone through that. But they also say that there's other red flags, things that are a little more serious, feeling angry or resentful about having to care for your children. I think that's when it starts crossing over to more dangerous territory.
Yeah, I think, you know, they signal some signs to be aware of. So one is, you know, fatigue, irritability, you know, changes in day-to-day functioning. So how you're sleeping, what your appetite's like, what your mood's like, you know, you can even sort of feel it in your body with aches and pains. And the researchers came up with this sort of 10-question scale that parents can actually use themselves to get a sense of how burned out they are. So it includes statements like, you know, I wake up exhausted at the thought of another day with my children, or I feel like I'm totally in survival mode as a parent. And you can sort of go through this scale and see where you fall on that and end up with kind of a score to see if you meet the criteria for mild burnout or if potentially you're dealing with a more serious, severe burnout type situation.
Some recommendations on what to do if you feel that you are in this case. They say one of the main things is learn to acknowledge that some of the stuff is out of your control, so maybe you don't hold the whole weight of the world on you like that. Another thing is finding small ways to ask for help, and I know that's a very tough one for a lot of parents.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think this is such a tricky thing because there's such a balance here because so many of these problems really are systemic and you can't like deep breathe your way out of this. You know, I will tell you that this was very personal to me last week as I actually am a parent of two little kids myself. And both of my sons were home with COVID last week while I was reporting on this story. So, you know, I very much so know that there are limits to what you can do in terms of taking care of yourself when you are just trying to work and parent at the same time. Having said that, you know, parents can do some very basic mindfulness exercises like just breathing. You know, you can ask for help from friends and family members during the day. And then if you recognize that this is something more serious, all of the experts I spoke to said it's really important to reach out to a primary care physician or a mental health professional to get more, you know, robust help.
You know, throughout the pandemic, we also talked a lot about how things were disproportionately affecting women, at least when it came to work and all this stuff. And even on the parenting, right? When kids were remote learning, you know, oftentimes it was the mothers who were staying home and helping navigate a lot of that. Even in this survey, we kind of saw that same thing too, where 68% of working moms say they felt the burnout compared to, I think it was 42% of working dads.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that just goes to show, again, that to the extent it's possible, parents need to ask for help. They just need to ask people to give them small breaks. And then, you know, again, it's tricky because you don't want to say just ask for help. You know, oftentimes that's not possible. But I do think that it's important for parents to do what they can to try to take care of themselves. And then hopefully all of these other bigger systemic issues will be improved upon at some point.
How do mental health experts and providers feel about this? Because just burnout in general, right, at the workplaces is barely starting to gain some traction. And, you know, I guess there's some that feel conflicted about this whole parental burnout thing. I mean, you know, just anecdotally, right, it just feels like a real thing. You know when parents are exhausted and it's tough for them. But when it crosses over into the mental health aspect of things and getting treatment and things like that, how does that work out right now?
I spoke with one provider who said that she's sort of, as you said, conflicted about this. So on the one hand, she likes the idea of parental burnout because if it's something that a parent hears and they say, like, yes, that resonates with me, that's me, and I need help, you know, that's a very good thing. And especially if that's somebody who may not necessarily recognize themselves in an article about anxiety or depression, you know, if they sort of hear burnout and that resonates with them and that's the thing that gets them in the door, getting the help that they need, that's important. But it's also important to remember that a lot of these symptoms and these signs can cross over with more serious mental health considerations. And in that case, it is really important to go see, you know, a mental health professional who can help with treatment and help you get the support that you need.
Catherine Pearson, reporter at the New York Times, thank you very much for joining us.
All right. Thanks so much.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.